so we'll go ahead and get started. Some announcements. Please place your phones or audio connection on mute until such a time as you're presenting or asked to speak. When addressing the board, please announce your full name first and be sure to speak clearly. Please do not place your phone on hold or leave your audio unattended. If you need to leave the meeting, please hang up or disconnect your meeting web link and then dial back and click the web link posted on the agenda to rejoin the teleconference. The meeting logistics. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under Agenda Item 1E. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@innovationhigh.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comments section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Please see the accommodation notice. And as required by state law, SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the charter school's website. We will start with opening items. I will call this meeting of Orange County Workforce Innovation High School, regular board meeting, operated by Western Education Corporation, a California nonprofit public benefit corporation, for Tuesday, March 8th at 12 p.m. to order. Roll call and establishment of quorum. Michael Adams is here. Claudette Beck?
Here.
Frank Lucasa?
Here.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Here.
You're all present and accounted for. You have a quorum for today's meeting. Item C, Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Lucasa, will you please lead us in the pledge? Everyone else, please place your phones on mute.
Thank you, Michael. Please stand, place your right hand on your heart. Ready, begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Lucasa. And item D, staff introductions. Corporate officers.
Thank you very much, President Adams and board. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer.
Thank you, Jeff.
President Adams, Jerry Vinson is attending a memorial service for our board member in Fresno that passed away. She will not be attending this meeting.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. School staff.
Julie Butta, Area Superintendent.
Thank you, Julie.
Jamie Lambert, Assistant Principal.
Thank you, Jamie.
Good afternoon. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations.
Thank you, Jeff. And School Legal Counsel.
Bill Thompson, attorney for the school.
Thank you, Bill. And advisors who are supporting agenda items or presenting today.
Good afternoon, board. This is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LLAC.
Thank you, Geeta.
And good afternoon. This is Michelle Lopez, counsel with LLAC.
Thank you, Michelle. And any other staff who wish to introduce themselves at this time? Hearing none, we'll move on to item E, adopt resolution continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 61. Mr. Martineau.
Thank you, President Adams and board members. In your board packets, you will find the resolution for continuing Board of Directors authority to hold virtual or teleconference meetings pursuant to Assembly Bill 361. Assembly Bill 361 was signed by Governor Newsom on September 16, 2021, and allows boards to continue to meet remotely as determined by majority vote during states of emergency as long as the board makes required findings every 30 days that meeting in person would present imminent risks to the health or safety of attendees. It is recommended the board make the required findings by adopting the enclosed board resolution. Are there any questions from the board?
Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve item 1E?
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve agenda item 1E.
Claudette Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck? Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
March 8, 2022, regular public meeting of Board of Directors.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve agenda item 1F.
Thank you.
Hi, Beth, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck.
Aye.
Frank Lucasa.
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber.
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item G. May I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the January 18, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve agenda item 1G.
Thank you.
Claudette Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck.
Aye.
Frank Lucasa.
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber.
Aye.
And that passes with 4 yes votes. Item H. May I hear a motion to approve the minutes of the February 8, 2022 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve agenda item 1H.
Thank you.
Beth, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck.
Aye.
Frank Lucasa.
Aye.
And Dr. David Rathgaber.
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item 2, consent agenda. All items listed under the consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for action separately. We have 4 agenda items on the consent calendar. Number 1, the board will be asked to approve the 2022-2023 school calendar. Number 2, the board will be asked to approve the revised COVID-19 plan for resuming in-person instruction, an addendum to the school's health and safety plan. Number 3, the board will be asked to approve the e-rate vendor selections. Number 4, the board will be asked to approve the parent and family engagement policy. Do any board members want to pull any consent agenda items for further discussion at this time? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve consent agenda items 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve consent agenda items 1 through 4.
Thank you.
Beth, I will second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck.
Aye.
Frank Lucasa.
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber.
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item 3, public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line or by clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted for presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes the translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting. Are there any members of the public on the line at this time who would like to make comment? Hearing none, were there any written comments submitted to the board prior to the meeting?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
Thank you, Shelley. Moving on to item 4, school reports and information. Item A, area superintendent update, Julie Barra.
Yes, good afternoon, President Adams, board members Lucasa, Beck, and Dr. Rathgaber. I'd like to take this opportunity to provide an update on our school since our last board meeting. We successfully participated in our full self-study for WASC. We're awaiting the official WASC report, and I'd like to express my gratitude to all the staff who actively participated in the virtual visit, including you, President Adams. I also want to congratulate Ms. Jamie Lambert on her recent promotion to assistant principal. Jamie has provided outstanding support to our team instructionally and orientating our new team members. Congratulations, Jamie, and she's also on our board call. Next slide. In efforts to build staff capacity to create high-performing PLCs, managing time, resource, and support, next week I'll be attending the Summit on K-12 Leadership hosted by Solution Tree. Our professional learning community leaders will be attending also a two-day workshop from Solution Tree focusing on how to create a collaboration with Academic Focus in April. We are able to utilize our EEBG funds to pay for the conference, so that's a great, and we really appreciate that EEBG grant. Additionally, Dr. Mendez hosts a two-part workshop for aspiring and current leaders on dynamic leadership and difficult conversations, emphasizing the importance of listening to understand, which I'm sure we all can use in our both in our professional and personal lives. Next slide. We hosted our ELAC impact meetings to solicit feedback on our compact and discuss Title I and in person, which is something that we haven't done in quite a while. And I'm proud to announce that 5 families participated in that, and so that's a really big deal for our Orange County campus. Currently, we have 22 students enrolled in WIOLA. Our partners, Ready, Set, OC, are offering free workshops for readiness services. Students will be able to participate in paid internships, work experience, and job experience. On March 9th, tomorrow, our counselors will be hosting a college and career workshop to learn about californiacolleges.edu and take a career assessment. And then our college access program this week through LLEC is hosting a virtual college week where students will explore various universities and colleges. And then also wanted to share the save the date. Our graduation will be on June 7th, 2022 at the Pearson Amphitheater in Anaheim. And you guys can anticipate an invitation to that. This concludes my area superintendent report. Does any members of the board have any questions or comments?
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
Hi, Julie, this is Frank Lucasa. I'd also like to just congratulate Jamie on her promotion.
Yes, Claudette. Hi, Jamie. Congrats.
Oh, and one more thing. My apologies. Lily is on maternity leave now, so
okay.
We wish her the best, and we'll let you know when the baby arrives.
Thank you. What was the date of the graduation again? This is David Rathgaber.
The location is going to be Pearson Amphitheater in Anaheim.
And the date?
Oh, my apologies. June 7th.
Thank you.
And Julie, how many parents were at those meetings, at that meetings?
We had 5 families, and
a total of 8 parents.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's always good to see those parents.
Thank you.
Julie, one more question. Sorry, this is Frank Lucasa. Do we know the number of students in the graduating class for this upcoming graduation?
Not at the top of my head, but I can certainly get back to you with the number of students.
Yeah, just curious. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? If not, we'll move on to item B, finance update. Eva Shreefe.
Thank you, board. This is Geeta with LLAC. So I would like to bring the board's attention to in your PDF packet, page 97, you can find Hanmi financial update as of January 31st, 2022. This document shows the line of credit that the school has currently, the interest rate at 3.75. As you all know, Hanmi as the bank for the school, so they also provide line of credit as necessary. The balance of the amount that has been drawn, which the school has no balance at this time, it's zero, as well as the covenant ratio that the school has to meet in order to continue staying qualified for the line of credit. So this document is just for your information purposes only. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to respond to. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
Geeta, this is Frank Lucasa. Just a quick question. On that rate, the current rate of 3.75%, is that the cap on that rate?
So the rate could change, but that renews annually unless there's a significant increased by the feds. We know that within the next 2 years there's going to be 5 rate increases as Fed has mentioned, but we're continuously watching it. The school has other sources for getting line of credit if necessary, so we'll look at all of that and make sure the school always has the lowest interest rate.
so it doesn't impact expenditures.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Any other questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item C, current vendor list. Julie Parra.
Yes, please reference his page 99 through 100 of your board packet. The attachment is a listing of all the school's vendors with a brief description of services. As you can see, the list includes vendors who provide varying services, including professional development, technology, healthcare, benefits. I've reviewed the list for accuracy and am presenting the list to the board as an informational item for your review. Please review the list for any potential conflicts of interest, and if you have any questions, please reach out to me, our legal counsel, or Jeff Marino.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on to item D, the 2022-2023 board meeting dates. That is page 102 in your packets. Please note the dates and times for the next 12 meetings. Thank you very much. Item 5, action items. Item A, the board will be asked to approve the A through G completion improvement grant plan. Julie Parra.
Yes, please refer to pages 104 to 108 of the board package. So the A through G completion improvement grant plan was appropriated for allocation by the state superintendent for the 21-22 fiscal year. Orange County Workforce Innovation High School was allocated $75,000 for the A through G access grant and $75,000 for the A through G learning loss mitigation grant. The purpose of the grant is to provide additional support to local educational agencies to help increase the number of high school students who graduate from high school A through G eligible. The A through G improvement grant program consists of three separate grants, including two Orange County Workforce Innovation High School will be applying for, the A through G access grant and the A through G learning loss mitigation grant. On January 18th, the board held a public hearing to discuss the A through G grant submission plan. At the time, I presented a board overview of the grant with some of the areas we expect to use the additional funds. While we're, after receiving feedback and input from community partners, we've been able to develop a specific plan. Our Orange County Workforce Innovation High School plans to increase or improve A through G completion through A through G completion the following ways: provide professional development for teachers, administrators, counselors to improve A through G completion rates, including APRE specific training and certification. Develop comprehensive advising plans and other student support, such as tutoring and course taking on college counseling services. Provide AP classroom resources and training through AP by the Sea, and that's where teachers will be allowed to go to, it's in San Diego, a week-long training, and that's through AP by the Sea. And lastly, utilize the fund to cover AP exams for our students. And so roughly the cost of the exams varies from $94 to $145, so we'll be able to cover the cost for our students. And lastly, cohort students who receive a grade of D, F, or fail in an A through G approved course in the spring semester of 2020 or the 2020-2021 school year will retake those A through G courses. We're excited to provide these additional resources to our students, and at this time, we recommend that the board approve the A through G completion improvement grant plan.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board?
Julie, this is Frank Lacasa. Just a quick question. Is there a minimum completion rate, a threshold, that has to be achieved for those completion rates?
I believe you want to be improved from the year prior, and to be honest, Frank, we have almost to less than 0% for our A through G for AP classes and approvals. And so when we're looking as far as accountability, that's definitely having a baseline and increasing through there. And so the hopes, and also one of the things in particular, there's another, it's called EMIL. It's a web-based where students can go through the AP program. And so that's something that we're looking to definitely look into and to foster this coming year. And now that we have the funds, putting in a plan into place.
Great. Thank you, Julie.
Any other questions or comments from the board? If not, I'll hear a motion to approve action item 5A.
Frank Lacasa, I make a motion to approve action item 5A.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote, Michael Adams is aye, Claudette Beck.
Aye.
Frank Lacasa.
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber.
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item B, the board will be asked to approve the second interim report and the revised budget for the 2021-2022 school year. That's Gita Sharifi.
Thank you, Board. I'm going to walk you through the second interim report for fiscal year 21-22. You can also find the full packet, Form 62. It's a CDE form on pages 110 to 117 of your PDF packet. The second interim report is the second financial report of the fiscal year, and it shows the financial condition of the school after the first 7 months of the operations. That's July 1, 2021 through January 31st, 2022. The report is composed of financial sections that include original budget on column A, revised budget on column B, actuals year-to-date on column C, and projected year-end totals on column D. The report also includes projected school reserves at the year-end, as well as the ADA information, which is on the last page. We're going to refer to the last page, the daily average daily attendance report. At the bottom of this report, bottom half of this report, it shows budgeted ADA used to develop the original school budgeted budget and the updated projection of ADA for this second interim based on current enrollment trends. The school's original budget projected an ADA of 262, and at the second interim, the school is projecting a funding ADA of 256. This is lower than the original budget and also lower than the projections at the first interim report, which was reported at 265 ADA. This decrease of 6 ADA from the original budget will have a marginal negative effect on most of the funding sources. And now we're going to review the revenue and expenditures for the first 7 months of the operation, starting at the beginning of Form 62. We can also find it on page 110 of your PDF packet. The school is projecting a total revenue of $4.4 million. This shows a small increase of $30,000 compared to the original budget. This increase is due to additional revenue in other state revenue sources that comes from A2G Completion Improvement Grant Program. That offsets the decrease in funding due to reduction of funding ADA. Individual revenue sources, federal, other state revenue, and other local revenue, shows a noticeable changes from the original budget revenue figures. These changes were mostly caused by reallocation of the revenue to different funding sources and were explained in the presentation I brought to the board for the first interim report. On the expense side, the school is budgeting total expenditure of $4.2 million, comparing and the revised budget to the original budget, columns A and B, the revised budgeted total expenditures decreased by 3%, or $154,000. Salaries and benefits decreased by 8%. This decrease includes a decrease in teachers and classified instructional salaries and an increase in certificated and classified support and administrative salaries. Also, the revised budget includes an increase of $99,000 in the books and supplies category, including a small decrease in supplies and an increase in curriculum materials and computer equipment spending. The budget for operating expenses decreased by 3% from $1.4 million to $1.3 million compared to the original budget due to a combination of small increases in insurance and utilities and a decrease in professional services and communications. After a current projection of revenue and expenditures, the school is budgeting an excess revenue of $225,000. If you refer to item F, net position on page 2 of this report, you will see that with the current reserve of $884,000 and the budgeted excess revenue of $225,000, the school will end the fiscal year 21-22 with a projected reserve of $1.1 million, which is 26% of the total annual expenditures. Of this reserve, $222,000 will be restricted and will be spent in future years following the plans for the Educator Effectiveness Block Grant and A2G Completion Grant. This concludes my report, and if there are any questions, I'll be happy to respond. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5D?
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve action item 5B.
Thank you.
Madam Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item C. The board will be asked to approve using the auditing firm of Wilkinson Hadley King & Company, LLP, for the 2021-2022 school audit. And that's Gita Sharifi again.
Thank you, Board. So I would like to direct you to the proposal presented by Wilkinson Hadley King & Company to prepare the school's fiscal year ending June 30th, 2022 annual audit. You can find the full engagement document on pages 119 to 126 in your PDF packet. The proposal outlines the audit process and responsibilities and the fee of $12,000 to prepare the June 30th, 2022 annual audit report. As a reminder, Wilkinson Hadley King & Company CPA firm is a state's approved auditor, is on the state's approved auditor list, and is currently preparing the 2020 Form 990 Federal Return of Organization Exempt from Income Tax. I would be happy to answer any questions, and if there are no questions, I would like to recommend the board using the auditing firm Wilkinson Hadley King & Company LLP for the fiscal year ending 2022 annual audit. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir, David Rathgaber, quick question. How long have we been using this firm?
I don't know exactly when we initiated, but every 6 years they do change partners. So at least for the last 6 years, I know we've used them for the audit purposes. And last year they changed the audit partner based on the requirements of the CDE.
Okay, thank you. That was where we were heading.
Yes.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5C?
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve action item 5C.
Thank you.
And Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item D, the board will be asked to approve the revised charter school accounting manual. Gita Sharifi again.
Thanks, Board. So I'd like to refer to summary page 128. There are some red lines from the accounting manual that was changed and revised, which were only grammatical and formatting corrections throughout the manual. There were no content changes made. And with that, the full manual with red lines was sent to the full board for review. But given that this is part of the school policies to bring all the revisions, any type of revisions back to the board, we're just presenting this for approval. So there were no content changes, only grammatical and formatting corrections. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, may I hear a motion to approve action item 5D?
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to approve action item 5D.
Thank you.
Madam Beck, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck?
Aye.
Frank Lucasa?
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber?
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. Item 6. Additional corporate options and board members' observations and comments. Mr. Brown.
Well, thank you, President Adams. This is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. And I want to thank Superintendent Julie Barra and Principal Chad. Congratulations on the promotion. Julie mentioned the conference that's coming up. These conferences are very important, especially to our staff and those folks that have to work every day within the operations that we have to handle. It's further information. It's an education, and I certainly appreciate the fact that they're attending and encourage them to attend as many as possible. Regarding the WIOA programs, those are so important for our students to have a pathway to further education as far as opportunity is concerned, and that they have a physical way of doing that. The second part of that program is our grant for the AG courses. AG is another pathway toward higher education based on the community colleges and universities, and we have to meet certain criteria for that in order to pass AG. Unfortunately, because of our staff and because of those folks out there, we're able to do that, and I want to thank them for that. And of course, I want to thank our UFO. Thanks so much for the reports. They're clear, they're concise, and I certainly appreciate them. I'm taking a little longer here because I was asked by Jerry to say something today, so this is what I'm doing. Thank you all, and thank the board so much. Back to you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Any board member observations or comments?
This is Frank Lucasa. I just wanted to say thank you to Julia and Gita for the updates today. Much appreciated.
Thank you.
Congratulations again on your getting up there again, going higher and higher. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good reports.
Yeah, and this is David Rathgaber. Congratulations on the hard work everybody puts into these things, because it makes my job, our jobs as members of the board, much easier, because it's clear, it's understandable, and everything is done properly. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Moving on to item 7, closing items. The next regular board meeting is April 26, 2022 at 12 noon. And may I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Frank Lucasa, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you.
Madam Beth, I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call vote. Michael Adams is aye. Claudette Beck.
Aye.
Frank Lucasa.
Aye.
Dr. David Rathgaber.
Aye.
That passes with 4 yes votes. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone. Great meeting.